Hello and welcome to today's healing tarot reading. Today is the 23rd of June. My name is Martina Kreiner and I'm the creator of Healing with Tales. I'm very excited you're here today and taking a little bit of time for yourself. Really loving yourself. Also, happy summer solstice, which was yesterday. So I hope you took some time and welcomed summer in your own very individual way. It might have been a little ritual, or maybe lighting a candle, or maybe just going outside for a walk and embracing nature and saying, "Hi, summer, I'm glad you're here." Funnily enough, in the part of the world where I live, it is not very summery. It's rather rainy and cold. But I still took the time and welcomed the summer in. The summer with its beautiful energies of abundant growth and expansion. Well, we can allow ourselves to just let go a little bit, to allow a little bit more to relax. And nurture the plants, the seeds we planted in springtime, to nourish them with our love, with our unconditional love. But as the subject of love has been coming up from everywhere, really, even the last moon energy journey was all about unconditional love. And now I have arrived at the point where the energy tilted towards self-love, loving relationships, and what does it really mean? Where do I find myself in there? Who am I in relation to another? So that's why I have chosen as today's healing tale. I have chosen the one called Whole Within Yourself, which is really remind us that we are our very own universe within ourselves. If we want to make changes, we should make those changes within ourselves. That's the starting point within. And with that, change our frequencies, our vibrations, to the point where we resonate so high that we resonate with this other whole unique universe within itself. And then I believe a loving relationship can be created. Right. But before I start with the healing tale, I'm going to go through a little cleansing and harmonizing journey to get our bodies ready. So let's take a deep breath together. And I welcome you to this cleansing and harmonizing journey I'm sharing with you today. Please take another deep breath and relax. With your permission, I ask the moon to send you its cooling and reflecting rays, to fully enable you to sit back and come to peace with all that has happened so far throughout your day. The moon gently supports your body to relax, to reflect, to let go, and to lift your vibrations to fully receive the cleansing and harmonizing of the following journey. I now direct all your chakras to open and rotate at their highest potential. I direct them to be fully aligned and stacked on top of each other, starting with the crown, third eye, throat and heart chakra, commencing down to solar plexus, sacral and your root chakra. All now in perfect alignment. I direct the Hara line connecting all your chakras to expand to form a tunnel of white light throughout all your major seven chakras within your body and those beyond. And beyond. fully connecting you up to the cosmos and grounding you down to Mother Earth. We now feel source light from above the cosmos and source light from below Mother Earth to enter your body, to flow through each of your chakras to meet in your heart space, to mix and mingle and create a helix-like love energy. This love energy now expands out and fills your entire body, transmuting all those hurts and pains, disagreements, blockages that have accumulated throughout your day. This tunnel of light now expands further outward to form a larger tunnel around all your body and your aura. And you're now being cleansed and nourished from within and without, from above and below. I now ask all foreign energies you have subconsciously held back throughout your day, challenges and tasks, to return to their origin. I ask all of your very own energies you have left behind to come and join you and make you whole. The process is now complete. You are fully cleansed and harmonized with source light from above and below. The love energy is flowing freely throughout your body, nourishing your body at all times, to be given out to those that surround you, to the cosmos, the moon, the stars, the planets, to your day life and to your dreams and journeys throughout all dimensions. Thank you. Let's commence to our healing tale. Whole within yourself. Which reminds us that nothing really needs to be added, changed, fixed, or altered to us, as each one of us is perfect the way we are. So let's discover, experience, evoke that feeling of wholeness, that feeling of loving the entirety of you, this universe within yourself that you are, this uniqueness, perfectness, just the way you are right now in this moment of now. Before I start, I want you to find a comfortable position, relax, center yourself, and take a deep breath. Yeah, let's take another one of these deep, nourishing breaths to truly connect you with your heart space. Be willing to open up and receive not only the tile, but also the vibrational energy behind it. Yeah. To help you along this process, to connect to yourself, I will start with a prayer. And this prayer will allow you to center yourself, open your heart, and allow the following tile to fully do its magic. Be comfortable. Let go. Relax and quiet this busy brain. Let go and feel the releasing breeze circling around you. Open your heart, your body, your mind, and soul, and be aware and let go of these worried thoughts. Embrace the light and airy future, where everything is possible. Let go. Well, the following tale called I Am Whole Within Myself aims to lead you to the knowing that you are whole within yourself. Nothing needs to be added, changed, fixed, or altered, as you are perfect the way you are right now in this moment. And I cannot repeat this often enough. You are perfect the way you are right in this moment. of now. We're fully accepting and loving the wholeness that you are and you carry within you. You are able to gently embrace and shift the relationships you currently have with yourself, with your partner, your husband, your family, your friends, your work, totally abundant in all areas of life. If you allow yourself to fully know that you are whole, you will truly understand, you will truly know that you are all energies. You will truly know within your heart that you are all energies and nothing needs to be added to you. As you are everything, you are love, you are abundance, you are loving relationships, you are joy, and you are all there is. Nothing needs to be added. You only need to tap into your very own self-love, into your very own unconditional love, and love will be returned to you. Now, this is a perfect tale to listen to if you feel stuck in certain or all areas of life, if you feel unloved by yourself and others, if you're facing relationship issues, if you just feel overwhelmed by life's challenges and lessons. All you have to do is center yourself and be willing to discover the wholeness within you. Now, are you ready? I'm sure you are. We are in Spain, rural Spain. A young couple is dancing in the village piazza. It is a summer's evening. The sun is just about to go down and casting its wonderful golden light on the dancers. The local musicians and people joining this loving scene and jolly celebration. Rigoletta and Javier are dancing the dance of lovers with their very own twist. It almost looks like a play of lovers being pulled together as if by a magnet, then a dramatic argument they almost detach, swirling around, feet stepping on the bubble stones, to then find themselves tightly embraced as if joining in a love act. Both of them are so engrossed into their dance, play, love ritual, they forget everything surrounding them, even all the spectators of this most beautiful, fluid love scene. Rigoletta wears a most stunning calf-length red dress with wide borders, red shiny high heels. Her hair tightly held together in a bun at the top of her neck, exposing her long neck and slim shoulders. Javier wears a traditional matador outfit, as that is the line of work he is in. He loves the game. He loves to dance. He loves a challenge. He loves to flirt. And, of course, he loves the game of persuasion. He loves to win whatever he desires. But it needs to be convinced. Rigoletta is ecstatic. She is so happy. She is dancing with the most wonderful, gentle, yet forceful man. He is highly respected in the village. He is wanted by her female peers. But today, he just loves her. And she gives in her love. She opens up and allows Javier to win her heart, all of her heart. Oh yes, she believes in soulmates. And she believes her soulmate is Javier. He is the other half. He is her twin flame. He makes her whole. He shall be her future husband. In this moment, she does not doubt the truth of all of this, the truth of finally having found the one that completes her. But does he? Javier loves to gamble. He is a player indeed. He adjusts to what the other party wants him to be. He imagines what his victim would like to feel be it in the arena or out here on the piazza, for him it is the same thing. It is a game of winners and losers. So he swirls Rigoletto around and around and around. Both are laughing in ecstasy. Javier feels Rigoletto letting go, giving up, allowing him in. He knows he has won her over. For him, the game is finished. He's won. He swallows her one more time and suddenly he lets go. Go. They finish their dance. They say a lover's goodbye. They depart for the day, but they never meet as lovers again. Javier truly has let go of her in the last swirl of their love dance. He let go and Rigoletto is thrown into a dark corner, kneeling, shivering, hiding away from the rest of the world. She loses her inner balance in emotional hurt, and as she falls deeper and deeper and deeper, she realizes she is falling within herself and not without. She hits the bottom of her very own inner space, blocking everything from the outside. And on the outside, she really does lock herself in her room for no one to enter. Rigoletto dearly believes in soulmates. She so wants to believe there is a person out there that makes her whole, that makes her life worthwhile living, who will make her happy, who will support and care for her. She cannot understand why he does not feel the same way. It seemed so at first. What had happened? Jealousy is rising within her. Is he dancing with another woman now? Is he repeating their love dance? Is he repeating their ritual? Is he repeating his played love to another woman? Hatred is rising. Fear is rising. Pain is rising. Sadness, hopelessness, and loneliness is rising. Rigoletto feels she cannot trust another man ever again. She feels she can never love another man again. She feels she has failed in convincing her true soulmate to truly love her. She blames herself. Herself and only herself. In the depth of her sadness, her deepest darkness, she subconsciously allows a little spark of light in her aching, painful and sorrowful heart. This spark of light slowly grows and grows with each tear Rigoletto sheds. This sparkling, healing light is nourished and expands throughout Rigoletto's heart. It expands throughout her body till it shines out of every single cell of her physical body. This sparkling light within Rigoletto, that is light, that is the true Rigoletto. This light that starts to heal her wounds. This light that starts to fill her from within. This light that helps her breathe again with long, nourishing breaths. This light spills out of each and every of her cells and illuminates Rigoletto's entire being. It radiates even further, revealing her entire and true beauty, her inner beauty. This sparkly, shining light of love is truly her, all of her, all the mansions and energies combined. This sparkly, shining light of love transmutes the belief she is only half, as she now knows she is whole within herself. Nothing needs to be added, changed, fixed or altered, as she is perfect the way she is, right in this moment of now. She understands and she knows from deep within her heart that from this moment, this space of wholeness and affection, she will attract the love that will truly see her light, that will truly see her true and inner beauty. How long has it taken to understand her own beauty? How long has it taken to understand the universe's beauty? Has it been years, months, hours, minutes, seconds, or just this arising moment? Violetta cannot remember, but she feels her entire beauty, all of it, and understands and knows she is whole within herself. No man, no parent, no child, no friend, no thing has the power to convince her otherwise. She is complete as she is right here, right now. Rigoletta is whole within herself, and within that wholeness, she is her own universe, all dimensions, energies, cells, DNA strands, organs, skin, all combined. She is whole, and so are you. Your very own, unique, individual, magnificent, perfect universe within yourself. Right. So we have come to the end of this wonderful healing tile. I very much invite you to re-listen to this tile. I believe there are just layers and layers to discover our very own wholeness within ourselves. And each layer we take away, we know within our hearts how perfect and how powerful we are. Before I finish today's healing tile reading, I just want to mention a few of the upcoming events. So today was the last healing tale reading before the summer, and I am excited to be coming back at the beginning of autumn, somewhere in September, I haven't set the date yet, with a little bit of a restricted healing with tales. So there will be more life events coming up, and you certainly will hear from me. The next moon energy call is on the 16th of July 2015, where the new moon is in Cancer. And I just quickly want to mention the newest program I am offering. It's called A Guidance Program to Balance and Harmony. It's linked upon the seasons. So as we have just started summer, this segment, the summer segment of the guidance program has just started, where we really dig deep into the energies this season, the summer season, is gifting us with abundant growth and expansion, a lot of really embodying your physical body with the entirety of you, with the spirit that you are, and henceforth also manifest the desired life you have. So if you are interested to hear more on this guidance program, please do email me. Come to my website, www.healingwithtales.com, or send me a post on my Facebook page. So with that, I am wishing you a wonderful rest of your day, a wonderful rest of the week, and a wonderful and magnificent summer. I'm so grateful you are here spending some time with me, spending some time with yourself, more importantly. And I finish today with a very powerful daily affirmation, which I also invite you to use on a daily basis. Vote of trust. Because I trust the impossible is possible. Because I trust, hate becomes love. Because I trust the invisible becomes visible. Because I trust the subconscious becomes conscious. And because I trust, I set myself free. Namaste. Blessings to you all.